are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So social media and entertainment platforms often contain content that promotes harmful behavior, such as violence, substance abuse, and promiscuity. Boys may be influenced by the content and tempted to imitate what they see, leading to negative consequences in their lives. So now we're going to be understanding, you know, unpacking and learning how our boy children can actually navigate through such issues. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Robert Ngorima, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, my dear?
I am good, Mfundisa. You're well?
I'm pretty well. The Lord is keeping me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mfundisi, for coming through to speak to us. But before we start, Mfu, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for yet another chance to learn more about Christianity and how we are supposed to conduct ourselves, while at least we are waiting for the second coming. For the discussion before us, we pray only for your presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things, our boy children, you know, they're exposed to a lot of things. And it's something that we cannot run away from, because that is how the world, you know, is moving now, where everything is accessible to each and every single person who wants to access them. But now, how can our boy children, you know, Mfundisi, balance the use of social media and entertainment with their Christian values and beliefs? Because it's not everything that you see on social media that is building them up. It's not everything that we see on TV, because we're also speaking about entertainment and Netflix and everything that is building them up. So how can they balance the two?
Oh, thank you so much for the beautiful question. I like the verse which is in the Bible, which says we are in the world, but we are not of the world, meaning to say it's very possible to balance living in the world, which is full of sins, as well as there is Christianity and good people in the same territory. So we is it to balance whilst God is helping us. The how part of it needs wisdom, information, positive interactions, etc., etc. So I think they can balance it by knowing what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. Yes.
Okay. So what common challenges, Mfundiswami, do the boys face when navigating social media? You know, and how can they address them from a Christian perspective? Because they do face, we know, you know, but how can now they navigate them? And what are some of those? Because some people will be like, what we see as a challenge as the adults, they might see as not, or as it not being a challenge, you know. But so if you can enlighten us in full.
To my understanding, these youngsters, including other elderly people, are facing a lot of bad things on this this media thing. Of course, it has its positives and negatives. So the negatives which the young people are facing, one of them is addiction. Addiction, and at the moment you get addicted to it, every other aspect of survival has been frozen. So addiction is another challenge. They don't want to get out of this media world. Then, of course, what they see, like the messages, vulgar languages used there, naked people on these channels, drug substance abuse, drug abuses, etc., etc. So these are some of the challenges which the youngsters are facing. They are getting bad things from this media thing. Then on the issue of how to go about it, I think they are supposed to be taught by parents on the thing. Yes, information is power. So they are supposed to be taught on things to watch and what not to watch. Well, like the youths, they are more of like adults as well. They are supposed to know things which are good for them, things which are good for the people around them, the things which they can, which can they benefit from. So that would help them to keep safe. Yeah.
Hey, the parents must get up to it because, wow, yeah, it can be. As parents, you know, from the dark ages, that we don't know these things. But important is now, how can now social media and entertainment impact a boy's spiritual growth and relationship with God?
Okay, we have two sides there, positive impact or and negative impact, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the positive side of using media is that information is not far away from you. You can easily access the information.
Yes.
And you can easily interact with other friends far away from you who can assist you in many things. Yes. So those two points are part of the positives which we can get from this internet thing. Then the negative side, since the information is so close to us, the spirituality can easily be derailed from the right channel. Then the youngsters can easily connect with the bad people who can influence them to do bad. Idleness, because internet can you can be obsessed by internet or by media to an extent that you become idle. So those are the positives and the negatives impacts which can be brought about by the media.
Yeah. So when they say, you know, there's a lot of content. I think the other day when we were speaking, even though we're not speaking about the boy children, you know, we mentioned that you said that, for example, you do see pastors using, for their good, where they're sharing verses and etc. And we've also seen where we've seen certain leaders within the Christian Christendom, you know, using social media for the good. But now how do our boy children discern Uguti, what Mfundisi has shared is right or it's wrong? Because it's not only pastors that are on the social platforms, you know. Sometimes you're saying, hi, I'm looking at this, but then boom, now you bump into someone who's doing something different, you know. So how can they discern that this is harmful content or this content is good for me?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. But my understanding is that when the word of God is in you, you'll be able to discern between good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say about what I'm seeing here?
Yeah.
When you see homosexuality, what does the Bible say about it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good or bad? You see, when someone is conducting a wedding ceremony, is it biblical or is it not? So the guideline or the measuring stick is the Bible. So the soft way of every young person is supposed to be filled with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them to have the spirit of discernment. And another thing which is supposed to be done, there's a verse which says, train up a child.
Yes.
So these youngsters are supposed to be taught that which is wrong and that which is right. Then the challenge which we are having now as adults is that we want to train adults. We want to wait these youngsters to be adults. Then we'll start to sit down with them and teach them. But if we catch them young, as they grow, they'll be in a position to discern between good and bad. Even if they go on the media, they note, no, seeing naked pictures is something which is wrong. Why? They've been taught about it. That's my understanding.
Okay. And sometimes we do need to look at those, because sometimes, you know, even when you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and God, it will be able to guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Scroll up, go. Don't stay on this one there, because there are certain things that you will be seeing, and then you would cringe like, this is not for me. But if you do not have the Holy Spirit, then you will watch everything.
All need, that's a fact. Yeah, the guidance of the Holy Spirit is very, very key.
Yeah.
Very key. We if we are left alone, we will fall in those ditches.
Yeah. So, what strategies now can our boys' children use to resist peer pressure and negative influences on social media, you know, in the entertainment circles? Because there are things, Mfundisi, you once said you were once on TikTok, you know.
Yeah.
When you go there, there will be challenges that are there, you know, of people dancing, of people, you know, doing things and everything like else. How can they now say, okay, this one I can participate in, this one I cannot participate in? Because some of those things that they see trending, you know, it's not all that is good for them.
Of course. Oh, no, thank you. Yeah, it's a very good question. My understanding of this issue is bad company corrupts good morals. I think good thing which they are supposed to do, they are supposed to mind the friends whom they hang around with.
Yes.
The places which they spend their time in. And the channels which they follow. So the Bible says we are supposed to be temperate in all things, not in some things. What they are supposed to do, they are supposed to know the things which they benefit from, things which can add their spiritual value. That's the things which they are supposed to follow. So I think is the safest thing to do, because Eve failed to avoid hanging around that tree and hanging around close to the devil, and she fell, and Adam was affected. So avoiding is the first step to be taken by our youngsters for them to be safe.
And even the Bible does say that flee, resist the devil and... Yeah, the fleeing part.
That's very powerful. And I think another thing which is important, they are supposed to seek guidance from elderly people who are spiritual.
True.
Well-informed elderly people, they can guide them accordingly. I think in the book of Timothy and Peter, elderly people were supposed to guide young ladies. So I suggest that young people, if they want their future to be bright, they are supposed to hang around with people who are elderly, well-experienced. These people are supposed as well to be spiritual. They will guide them accordingly, and I think they will be safe.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I find this it's quite important, you know, that we also do help our children to navigate these, because sometimes we also need to just to be involved as well as parents. So, Mfundisi, any closing words from you on this topic, and also do offer a word of prayer, please.
Yes, fine. Okay, my words of advice. Let's team up with our young people. We are not supposed to leave them. Let's befriend them and guide them accordingly. And let us create platforms that are user-friendly, so that they will be able to open up their challenges, because they do have these challenges. Then that will keep our youngsters safe. God bless you. Let's pray.
Yes, please.
Our Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for a beautiful discussion which you gave us, for everything which was good. Lord, your name must be exalted. For anything which we missed, Lord, forgive us. Bless everyone who was listening to this discussion. Bless the facilitator. Bless everyone. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, same applies. God bless you, Stone.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.